This is State of the News on WFPL, and we're going to turn now to a colleague of Jim Carroll's, the Courier Journal's Chris Otz is with us. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
And Chris wrote a preview article about how the jobs package unveiled by the president last night might be applied here in Louisville and this region. And you collected some numbers as to how that might be applied here, right?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, let me just give a basic overview of kind of where we stand.
Mm-hmm.
We lost about 41,000 jobs in the recession, and so far we've regained about 16,000 of those jobs. So kind of climbing out, but not there yet by a long shot. The unemployment rate locally, that's the 13-county Louisville, southern Indiana metro area, basically the whole metro area, listening area, is 9.5%. And that's come down a little bit since January. It was about 11% at that time. And there's about 62,000 people estimated by the Bureau of Labor Statistics who are unemployed in the metro area. That's been as high as about 75,000 during the worst of the recession. So that has come down a little bit, too. But before the recession, it was about 35,000. So that gives you a sense of the difference there.
You talked to some local business and government folks before the speech, but they had a pretty good idea what to expect last night.
Sure.
What have you been hearing from them?
Well, you know, the reaction obviously is mixed. You know, it kind of depends on where you are on the political spectrum. You know, even at the unemployment office, I've found it was really interesting to get a range of views. I was kind of expecting to hear people say, you know, yes, we should definitely keep those jobless benefits going like the president is proposing. But there are also some who say, you know, it's too long. You know, nearly 2 years of aid is too much, and I don't feel like I'm going to need that. But then again, there are plenty of people who said, well, it's nice to, you know, to have the security. And then also, it's interesting, you know, Obama has proposed kind of reforming the unemployment system too, and that was definitely unexpected. I mean, it was really clear that he was going to propose extending unemployment benefits. He had already called for that. But this reform of the system based on this Georgia program seems to be pretty interesting. And so it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out locally and what the rules are going to be and how it affects people who are on that program.
Before the time gets away with us, you've also been reporting on the student housing situation at the University of Louisville and this concept of affiliated housing. What is that?
Well, it's the university was sort of stuck in a box where they needed new space for campus housing, but did not really have the ability to get those projects approved by the state and to build them themselves as a university. So they turned to private developers, and they just opened Cardinal Town, which is the third big basically apartment complex on the outskirts of campus this year, but they call it affiliated housing. The developers have an agreement with the university where the university markets the housing as U of L housing, and the university counts it in their housing goals, and they count about 31% of all full-time students living on campus or in these affiliated housing developments, which is up from 9% around 1998-1999. So it's quite an increase in the campus living situation there. They're trying to make it more of a residential and not so much of a commuter school.
And are these popular with the students?
They seem to be. I mean, the students that I talk to who live there certainly like it. I mean, you walk into these facilities, and it's pretty incredible the amenities they have. And it's certainly a far cry from my bunk bed college dorm
that
I remember. So, but they've got all sorts of amenities, you know, pool and lounges, big TVs, you know, lots of places to eat. So they're pretty neat places.
All right. Chris Otz at the Courier Journal, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.